ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् नाइन्थ कैंट ऑफ चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 19 तस्मादीतं अन्तेक्त्वा ब्रह्मण्याध्यायमानसं निर्द्वन्द्वो निरहंकारो करिष्यामि मृगैः सह ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जयति महाराज नाउ टेक्स अप दिस डिसीजन Therefore, I shall now give up all these desires and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the dualities of mental concoction, free from false prestige. I shall wander in the forest with the animals. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To go to the forest and live there with the animals, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only means by which to give up lusty desires. Unless one gives up such desires, one's mind cannot be freed from material contaminations. Therefore, if one is at all interested in being freed from the bondage of repeated birth, death, old age and disease, after a certain age one must go to the forest. Panchasurdham vanam bhajet. After 50 years of age one should voluntarily give up family life, go to the forest. The best forest is Vrindavan, where one need not live with the animals but can associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never leaves Vrindavan. Cultivating Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan, the best means of being liberated from material bondage, for in Vrindavan one can automatically meditate upon Krishna. Vrindavan has many temples, and in one or more of these temples one may see the form of Supreme Lord as Radha Krishna or Krishna Balaram and meditate upon this form. As expressed here by the words Brahmanyadhyaya, one should concentrate one's mind upon the Supreme Lord Parabrahma. This Parabrahma is Krishna as confirmed by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma Param Dhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna and his abode Vrindavan are not different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aradhya Bhagavan Pradeshadanayatad Dhamma Vrindavanam. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Therefore, if one somehow or other gets the opportunity to live in Vrindavan, and if one is not a pretender, but simply lives in Vrindavan and concentrates his mind upon Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. One's mind is not purified, however, even in Vrindavan, if one is agitated by lusty desires. One should not live in Vrindavan and commit offenses. For a life, offenses in Vrindavan, life of offense in Vrindavan is no better than the lives of monkeys and hawks there. Yes. Many monkeys also are also there in Vrindavan. Monkeys and hawks live in Vrindavan, and they are concerned with their sexual desires only. Men who have gone to Vrindavan but who still hanker for sex should immediately leave Vrindavan and stop their grievous offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord. There are many misguided men who live in Vrindavan to satisfy their sexual desires, but they are certainly no better than monkeys and hawks. Better not to go there. Yeah. Those who are under the control of Maya, specifically under the control of lusty desires, are called Maya Mruga. Indeed, everyone in the conditional stage of material life is a Maya Mruga. It is said, Maya Mrugam Daitepsitam Annudhava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to show his godless mercy on the Maya Mrugas, the people of this material world, who suffer because of lusty desires. One should follow the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always think of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. then one will be eligible to live in Vrindavan and his life will be successful. First canto of Bhagavatam says, you are? Yeah. 1636 verse. Jamadi bhirjagapadhai kama lobhata muhu mukunda sevaya adadvata tata adhatma na samyati. The translation. 1636 Jamadi bhirjagapadhai. Is that verse? That verse.
It is true that by practicing restraint of the senses by the yoga system, one can get relief from the disturbances of desire and lust. But this is not sufficient to give satisfaction to the soul. For this satisfaction is derived from devotional service to the personality of Godhead.
Godhead, yes. Tenth canto of Bhagavatam says, by pranayam also, those are pranayam yogis, they do pranayam, breathing exercise, pranayam. Puraka, kumbhaka, rechaka, isn't it? You understand? Puraka, kumbhaka, rechaka, pranayam. Breathe out, breathe in, and hold it. That's three. That's pranayam. By that pranayam sadhana, pranayam yogis, try to control their mind, but mind is not controlled. Tenth canto of Bhagavatam says, Jinjana Bhaktanam Pranayamadi Bhirmana Akhena Vasanam Rajan Dushyati Pudurittham. Those who are non-devotees, they take to this process, pranayam. Devotees never take to this process, because by pranayam, mind is not controlled at all. Sukadeva Goswami says, Maharaj Parikit, so pranayam sadhana, the mind is not controlled, mind doesn't become free from the material contamination, rather, it becomes more and more materially contaminated. Yes. 11th canto says, this yoga sadhana, stanga yoga sadhana, jama, niyama, asana, pranayam, this is only wastage of time. 11th canto says, antarayan badante ta junjata yogam uttamam maya sampadyamanasya kala khevana hetava. This is only wastage of mind, time only. Those who are very serious how to achieve the supreme goal of life, they only follow the path of bhakti, bhakti yoga. That is the topmost yoga system. Krishna consciousness is the topmost yoga system. They say, such bhaktas, devotees, Vaishnavas, that all this astanga yoga system, yama-niyama-asana pranayam, this is great, detrimental to the path of devotion. Yes. Those who are devotees of the Lord, by following bhakti yoga, engaging themselves, rendering loving service unto the lotus feet of Krishna, get all the results of sadhana. Therefore, on their part, to follow this path of asana pranayam, only wastage of time, wastage of time. So those are bhaktas, they are devotees of Krishna, they never do it. They never waste time on these practices. As I said there. You understand? So yogis, many instances are there. Great yogis, they are doing this sadhana for thousands of years. As for example, Vishwamitra Muni, who did this sadhana for 60,000 years, still cannot control his mind. The heavenly angel, prostitute Menaka, came, finished, isn't it? Fell down from his such elevated yoga position, and did sex with that Menaka, yes. Saubhari Muni, who did this yoga sadhana, astanga yoga sadhana, for thousands of years, even staying under the waters of Yamuna, yes. Still, what happened? the sexual desire crept up in his mind. Yes. He saw there in the water of Jamuna the copulation, fish, two fish, a sexual desire crept up. That Apram water went to the king Mandhata, who had 50 daughters, 50 young daughters, maidens, and begged, please give me one daughter I want to marry. 1,000 years old, Juni. Cannot control the mind, yes. Such is there in Bhagavatam. So, this is now the safest path. Safest path is bhakti yoga. Do you understand? Mind is very stupid mind, dustamana, wicked mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, isn't it? Stupid, pagalmana, mad mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, yes. Isn't not very easy to control it. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, whose Gopinath poem has sung like that. Gopinath mana je pagal amro Gopinath mana je pagal amro Namani sasano sada ochetano Visoye roje che ghoro Sasana sada ochetano Visoye roje che ghoro Gopinath mana je pagal amro এখন ভরসা তুমি অনেক
Kripa,
Vinod,
Vinod,
Salvare uddharo pai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers prayer to Gopinath. At last, no other means is there. Amar upaya nai, no other means. O Gopinath, tumi kripa kori amare loile sansare udhar pai. If you shower your causeless mercy on me and take me to your lotus feet, then I will be delivered from this willful of materialistic existence. Otherwise, no other means I have. I cannot see any other means. Padechi sam mayar phere dhana dara asuta gireche amare kame te rekhe je jore. I have been put. And this, what say? I am cut off. This snare of maya. Yes. I am surrounded with this material world. Son, daughter, wife. Yes. My mind is completely occupied with these materialistic thoughts. Kame te rekhe che jere. The lusty thoughts only. Huh? Mano je pagal moro, namane sasam, soda o chetana, visayere je che jore. Oh Gopinath, my mind is mad mind, pagal mana, very mad, isn't it? Yes, everybody's mind is mad mind. I try my best to exercise some control over it, but it's not accepting Gopinath's such stubborn disobedient mind. It's not accepting my control. Completely callous. No consciousness at all. Vishaya rejeche jore. Completely occupied with these materialistic thoughts, thoughts of material enjoyment only. Such pagal mana, mad mind, doesn't listen to me, O Gopinath, doesn't listen to me. Yes. I tried my best, but I failed. Yes. Aroje mene chiyami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur at last admitted his defeat. Oh, Gopinath, I admit my defeat. I am defeated. Controlling my mind. I am defeated, completely defeated. Anek jatan hoila before ekhono bharosa tumi. I tried in various ways to control this stubborn, disobedient mind, pagal mana, mad mind. All proved fruitless. Useless. Now you are only shelter of Gopinath. Gopinath, kemane haibe gopi, prabala indriya vasi buddha mana nathare visarati, O Gopinath. What will be my destination? Mind is mad, very stubborn, disobedient mind, very strong mind. Senses are very strong. They never give up. This material attachment. What shall I do? What shall I do, Gopinath? What shall I do? Gopinath, hidaye basiyam or manakesamiyam loho nijapane ghuchive vipadamor. Oh Gopinath, please occupy your seat in my heart. Please exercise control on my mad mind, pagal mana. Yes, because you are Hrishikesha. You are Hrishikesha. You are the master of the mind and senses. One of the names of the Lord is Hrishikesha. He is the master of the mind and senses. Oh Gopinath, please sit on my heart and exercise control over this mad mind. Drag my mind towards the lotus feet. Then I'll be free from all dangerous situations. Gopinath, anatha dekhiya more, tumi Hrishikesha Hrishikadamiya, taro isosudhi gore. Oh Gopinath, I am unprotected, unprotected, unprotected. I have nobody here in this material world who can give me protection. You are the only protector. You are my Lord. You are my maintainer, you are my protector. You are Hrishikesha. You are the master of the mind and senses. So please take care of my mad mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, and strong senses. Please take care of them, control them, deliver me from this whirlpool of materialistic existence. Gopinath, golaya legeche phanso, kripavasi dhari bandhana chelia vinode karahi dasa. Oh Gopinath, what's that phanso? Nose. The nose around my neck. Yes, maya. Let's put that nose on my neck, it drags me. Very strong nose. So Gopinath, please cut off this nose through this sword. Your mercy has this sword. Do you understand? Make Bhakti Vinod your das, your servant. At last, Bhakti Vinod Thakur took shelter of lotus feet of Gopinath to control the mind. You cannot control your mind by your own effort. No. Do you understand? Therefore said, only Gopinath's mercy is required if you completely engage yourself in the loving service of Gopinath day and night, 24 hours. Engage yourself in the loving service of Gopinath. Then it will be controlled, otherwise cannot be controlled. Yes. Every moment keep yourself engaged, loving service. Krishna Gopinath, yes? Manmana bhava. Keep Krishna in your mind, how will it be possible? How will it be possible to keep Krishna in your mind? Unless you develop love for Krishna. Krishna is the only object of love. Unless you develop Krishna, prema, love for Krishna, love of Krishna, stupid mind will never think of Krishna at all. Yes. Never think of Krishna. It's not, you'll force your mind to think of Krishna. No, forcing will help you, Baba. You'll force. No, forcing. If you force your mind, the mind becomes, what say?
Rebellious.
Yes. Rebellious. No forcing. Only means to develop Krishna prema. Develop love for Krishna and keep Krishna in the platform of love. Then we are able to think of Krishna day and night, 24 hours. You understand? Otherwise, no possibility at all. Therefore, Mahajan Bhakti Vinod Thakur at last offers a prayer at the lotus feet of Gopinath to take charge of the pagal manam, mad mind. Only he can take charge of it. Until nobody else can do it. Understand? Gopinath poem, Maham, that we can understand. Bhaktivinoda Thakur written so many songs, Nartanda Thakur also, Manasiksha, they are giving, they have given teachings to mind, they are saying to their mind, Manasiksha. Raghunath Das Goswami has written Manasiksha, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also written, yes. Saying to the mind, stupid mind, they are saying. Bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, bhajare 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 amar mano ati mando, bhajare bhajare bhajan bina gati nahi re, 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 bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, bhajare 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 amar mano ati mando, bhajare bhajare Brajavani Radha Krishna Charana Ravinda Bhava, Brajavani Radha Krishna Charana Ravinda Bhava, Brajavani Radha Krishna Charana Ravinda Bhava, Bhajare Bhajare Amar Mano Ati Mando, Bhajare Bhajare Amar Mano Ati Mando, Jnana Karma Parihari Re, Jnana Karma Parihari Re, Jnana Karma Bhaja Gaura Gadadhara Dvaita Guru Nityananda, Bhaja Gaura Gadadhara Dvaita Guru Nityananda, Bhaja Re Bhaja Re Amar Mano Ati Mando, Bhaja Re Bhaja Re Gaura Krishna Abheda Janare, Gaura Krishna Abheda Janare, Gaura Guru Krishna Priya Janare, Guru Krishna Priya Janare, Guru Krishna Priya Janare, Srinivasa Haridasa Murari Mukunda, Srinivasa Haridasa Murari Mukunda, Srinivasa Haridasa Murari Mukunda, Bhajare Bhajare Amar Mano Ati Mando, Bhajare Bhajare Amar Bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, gaura preme smara smara re, 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 rupasanatana jiva raghunatha danda smara rupasanatana, rupasanatana jiva raghunatha danda bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, jodi bhajan karbe re, jodi bhajan karbe re, jodi bhajan karbe re, Raghava Gopal Bhatt Swarup Ramananda smara, Raghava Gopal Bhatt Swarup Ramananda, bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, Krishna prema jodi chao re, Krishna prema jodi chao re, Krishna prema jodi chao re, Krishna prema chao re, Gosthi sahakarna pura sena sivananda smara, Gosthi smara, Gosthi sahakarna pura sena sivananda smara, Gosthi bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, bhajare bhajare amar mano ati mando, adasmara smara re, adasmara smara re, adasmara rupanuga sadhu jana bhajana anando, rupanuga sadhu jana bhajana anando, Brajavasa jodi chao re, Brajavasa jodi chao re, Brajavasa jodi chao re, Rupanuga sadhu jana bhajana anando smara, Rupanuga sadhu jana bhajana anando smara, bhagore bhagore amar mano bimondo bhagore bhagore amar mano bimondo bhagore bhagore amar mano bimondo bhagore bhagore amar mano bimondo. This is a nice song also written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yes, Vishwanath Goswami Mahajan. My mind, manati manda, my mind is very bad mind. Evil mind, yes. Stupid mind. The only means is bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, bhajan bina gati nai. No other means is there. No other means is there, only means is bhajan. Huh? Understand? Bhajan, bhajan. Bhaja, what to, what bhajan you do? Bhaja, braja, vani, radha, krishna, sarana, ravinda. Huh? You understand? Radha, krishna, sarana, ravinda. Do this bhajan of the lotus feet of Radha, krishna and braja, bhumi. This is the subject matter of bhajan. Understand? Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jnana karma pariharire. Give up all other desires. Anyam vidastha sunyam jnana karmadi anavrutam. Anukulyena krishnanusudanam bhaktiruttama. Rupa Goswami says that. Annavirata sunyam jnana karmadi anavrutam. Give up the desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation. Do you understand? Anukulyena krishnanusudanam. Serve Krishna favorably. Render loving service to Krishna and give all pleasure to Krishna. That Dhanukulyena Krishna Anushalana. Engage yourself in such loving service to Krishna. No other desire. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba, jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmani sware, bhavata bhakti rahit vipai. Mahaprabhu has taught us, isn't it? In Sikhyastaka. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba, jagadisa kamaye. O Jagadisha, O Lord of the universe, I don't want material wealth. I don't want material followers. Isn't it? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari kavinda. I don't want beautiful lady to enjoy. No sexual desire. Janmani, janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahe tumi tohi. I don't want liberation, therefore life after life, I want only unalloyed devotion of Hetuki Bhakti. Life after life, I want to engage myself, rendering loving service to your lotus feet only, to give you all pleasures. Nothing, I don't want anything for me. Do you understand? This is the prayer, only prayer. Do you understand? Jnana karma pariharire. You should develop this sort of mentality, drive away out all desires, material desires, desires for material enjoyment, desires for material liberation. Only one desire, Krishna, please give me ahetuki bhakti. Only give me ahetuki bhakti, only give me unalloyed devotion only. I want to serve your lotus feet life after life and give you all pleasure, all enjoyment, isn't it? I don't want anything for me. Yes. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, many songs are written in this respect. Praying to the Lord to grant this thing. Another song is also there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang. Very nice. Writes, Prabhu tava pada jugi mora nivedana.
Prabhu tava pada jugi mora nivedana.
Nahi magi deha sukho vidyadhana jana.
Nahi magi
magi
nahi magi sagara bodha nahi magi
na kori pra kona ko bibhuti ro lagi
na kori pra
Nija karma guna dose je je janam paai
Nija karma guna dose je je janam paai
Janme janme janatavo naam guna gaai
Janme janme janatavo
bhakti hrude jage anuthani
ohe tu ki bhakti hrude jage anuthani
bisoye je priti ebe athoi amaro priti hau charani tomaro
sei mata priti hau charani tomaro
nipode sampode ta thakur sam bhave स्वर्गे बानी रोए तब भक्ति रहु भक्ति बिनोद हृदय
तब भक्ति
Another song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about the same prayer. Prabhu tava pada juge mor nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana dana. O Lord, this is my prayer at your lotus feet. I am not asking for my bodily comfort. My bodily comfort, bodily pleasure, enjoyment or happiness, I am not asking for it. Are you asking? All ask bodily comfort, isn't it? We'll ask. No, give me all bodily discomfort. Will you ask? Nobody. All are afraid. No, Baba. Deha sukha. Vidya dhana jana. And not asking for material education, material knowledge. I will acquire material knowledge. I am not asking for material wealth, material followers. No, dhana, no, dhana. Same prayer. Ismarat. Nahi magi sargar, mukhya nahi magi. I am not asking for to be elevated to the heavenly planet. No, I don't want. Mukhya nahi magi. I am not asking for liberation. Na kari prarthana kon vibhuti dalagi. I'm not also asking for any, per se, opulences, vibhuti. Yes. Nija karma guna dose jeje janma pai, janme janme janatava nama guna gai. A pure devotee is free from all sorts of desires, desires for material enjoyment, desires for material liberation. Only bhavatad bhakti rahe tuvidvai, only desire he has. How to develop another devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna. He never disturbs the Supreme Lord to destroy his karmic reaction. No, never disturbs Krishna. Destroy my karmic reaction. He never says like that. Nija karma guna desa jeja janma pai, janme janme janatava nama guna gai. Yes, according to my karma, whatever birth I deserve to get, let me get it. Yes. If I deserve to get the birth of a bird, beast, animal, or a worm in the stool, let me deserve, let me get that. Yes, but only one prayer I have. At your lotus feet, Lord, janme janme janatabha nam guna gai. In all births, whatever birth I get, I only chant your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No other desire I have. Ekamatra asa mamo. Tumar charane ahetuki bhakti hrudaye jage anukshane. Only prayer I offer. Please grant me a hetuki bhakti, another devotion. How it will be developed in my heart. Please do the needful. Bisoya de pritiyebe asoya amar, seimata pritiyahuk, sarane tumar. I am a great materialistic person. Yes. Gross materialistic person. Yes. I have very strong attachment to this material objects of sense enjoyment. Yes, very strong attachment I have, isn't it? Transform this attachment, the strong attachment I have, towards this objects of sense enjoyment, please transform this that attachment towards your lotus feet. Yes, please do it. He can do it. Yes. That is my prayer. Sampade vipade taha thakuk samabhave dine dine vridhiyog namare prabhave. Let it be fixed. That attachment be fixed. Very strong attachment. Let me develop very strong attachment only towards lotus feet, and let it be fixed at your lotus feet. All conditions. Sampada vipade in happiness and distress also. Let it be fixed. Equally, and let it be increased day by day by chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pasupaki hoye taki surgeva niroy, tava bhakti rao bhakti vinada hudaye. Wherever I may be, in whatever species of life, I may be, in a space of beast or bird, I may be placed in either in heavenly planet or hellish planet, wherever I may be, This is only prayer at your lotus feet, O Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for this prayer, please grant me all another devotion only. Wherever I may be, in whatever body I may be, whatever what I take, let there be only unalloyed devotion in the heart of Bhaktivinoda, nothing else. Understand? This is prayer. Only prayer. If you offer such prayer, then no other thought will enter into your mind. Mind will be controlled, and Krishna will be there. Therefore, this song, he also says, Jnana Karma Parihari. Giving up the desire of material enjoyment, desire for material liberation. Only Anukulyena Krishna Anusulanam. Just engage yourself day and night, completely rendering loving service at lotus feet of Krishna. This is the bhajan. Bhaja Gaura Gadadhara Daita Guru Nityananda. You should also think of Gaura Gadadhara Adhidacharya Guru Nityananda. Yes, Krishna and his associates. Gaura Krishna Abheda Janare. You should also understand there is no difference between Gaura and Krishna. With this understanding you do bhajan Guru Krishna Priyajanare. And also you should understand Guru, Sri Guru, Sadguru is very, very dear, intimate associate of Krishna. So understand this Guru Tattva, accordingly think of Guru. So in this bent of mind, you do bhajan. Smara Srinivas Haridas Murari Mukunda. The all associates of Mahaprabhu, Srinivas, Haridas, Murari, Mukunda, think of them. Lord with his associates. Gaura Premi, Smara Smarare. Develop love for Gaura. Prema Pradata, Krishna Prema Pradata. Gauranga Mahaprabhu gives Krishna Prema, Mahabhadanya, most munificent incarnation. Gaura. So think of him. Prema Purusottama Gauranga. Always think of him, always think of his associates. This Gaura, Gadadhar, Dvai, Advaitacharya, Nityananda, Srinivas, Harivas, Murari, Mukunda. Always keep your mind occupied with this thought. Yes. This is the very easy process to control your mind. No other thoughts. Will enter into it. No other thought will enter into it. Keep your mind always occupied with it. Yes, this thought. Rupa sanatana jiva raghunata dandva. Yadi bhajan karve. Where have you come? Why have you come here? Why? Doing bhajan or bhojan? Doing bhajan or bhojan? Why have you come here? Sripati, why have you come here? Bhojan, bhojan? No, bhojan, only bhojan. Yes, come here only for bhojan, bhojan, not bhojan. Therefore, mind is fickle. Oh, it's time now to take prasad, thinking that thing. Ye bhojan, bhojan, no bhojan. Jadi bhojan karve re, if you want to do bhojan, then always think of the Lord and his associates. Prema Purusottama Gauranga and his associates, Rupa Sanatana Jiva and Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta. Yes. Keep your mind always occupied with these thoughts. Smara Raghava Gopala Bhatta Swarup Ramananda. Also think of Gopala Bhatta, Raghava Pandit, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Raya Ramananda. Understand? Krishna Prema Jadi Chaure, if you want Krishna Prema, do this. Yes. If you want Krishna Prema, do this. Yes, always think of all these things. Krishna Supreme Lord with his associates, Gaurav with his associates. Keep your mind occupied with these thoughts. Goshti smara goshti saha karnapura sena sivananda. Yes. Kavi karnapura goswami sena sivananda. These are all associates of Gaura. Always think of them, always think of them. Arasra, arasra. Smara, smara. Rupanuga sadhudana bhodana ananda. If you want to get pleasure from your bhajan, release nectar and mellow emanate coming out from bhajan, then you have to think of always the sadhus coming in line of rupa, rupanuga sadhudana. You understand? These are to keep your mind always occupied with this thought. If you want Brajavasa, if you want to stay in Vrindavan, Braja Bhumi Maharaj, Brajavasa Jadichama, Prabhupada said, best forest is Braja Bhumi. In Parpat Prabhupada said, best forest. Go to forest, what forest? Braja Vrindavan, Braja Bhumi is the best forest, yes. Not to stay with their animals, stay, many temples are there, stay in the association of Vaishnavas, and engage yourself in the bhajan, brajavasa jadichyam. If you want to live in Vrindavan, then you have to do it. This is sadhus, mahajanas, acharyas, instruction for us. Otherwise, how can you control your stupid mind, stubborn mind? Completely impossible. Another song he sings. Bhavana bhavana mano tumi ati dushto bhavana. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana. Viso vise ato he, viso vise ato he. Viso vise ato he, viso vise ato he. Krodha kama krodha lobha moha madadiya pisto kama. Ripravase aso he, ripravase aso he, ripravase aso he, ripravase aso he, ripravase aso he. Sadvata bhukti mukti pipasa kusto, sadvata bhukti. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana. Osad katha bhalo lage he, osad katha bhalo lage he, osad katha bhalo lage he, osad katha bhalo lage he. Kati sasa kuti nati sato kadi pisto. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana bhavana. Sarvato hole nahi he, sarvato hole nahi he, sarvato hole nahi he, sarvato hole nahi he. Hire che tomare bhai e saborishto, tomare bhai e saborishto. Hire che tomare bhai e saborishto, hire che. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana bhavana. E sabuto satru he, e sabuto satru he, e sabana chede kise paave Radha Krishna, e sabana chede kise paave Radha Krishna, e sabana. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana bhavana. Jatane tharo tharo re, jatane tharo tharo re, sadhu sanga bina ar kotha tabo ishto. Sadhu sanga bina ar kotha tabo ishto. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana bhavana. Bhavana bhavana mana tumi ati dushto bhavana. 40-minute talks of nice songs. Oh, mind, oh, this is so you are very, very wicked, stupid. Very wicked, stupid mind you are, yes, dusta mana. Bhavana, bhavana, mana, tumi ati dusta, speaking to mind, oh my brother mind, you are very, very wicked, stupid, yes. You are not thinking of Krishna, thinking of anything other than Krishna else. What is that? Thinking of how to enjoy. Material enjoyment, visoya, visay. This materialistic thoughts, how to enjoy this material objects of sense enjoyment. You are always thinking of this thing. These are all poisonous thought, poisonous, only poison. Do you understand? Kam, krodh, lobha, moha, madadi, avishto. Kama, krodh, lobha, moha. Lust, anger, greed, delusion, madness. These are all your enemies. And you are surrounded with all these enemies. Oh, my brother mind. Yes. Very wicked, stupid fellow you are. Rascal mind. Only you are surrounded with these enemies. You have no love for Krishna, no affection for Krishna. You never want to hear Krishna katha. What katha you want to hear? Osad bhartha bhukti mukti pipasa krishto. You want to hear the topics of sense enjoyment, materialistic enjoyment, material enjoyment, or topic of liberation. Maybe, yes, but you are not interested in Krishna katha. Oh, my mind, brother mind, very wicked, stupid mind, pratisthasa kutinati satatadipishto. You want prestige, yes, isn't it? Adoration, name, fame, all this you want, isn't it? These thoughts are there. In you are a great cheater. Yes, only cheating, only hypocrisy. Yes. Outwardly posing, you are sadhu, sadhu. But inside these thoughts are there. The thought of name, fame, prestige, adoration, fault-finding nature, you have only to find false. Yes, crookedness, enviousness. For great crooked, yeah. Sarlata halanai. There's no simplicity in you. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. You understand? And you are great crooked. Oh, my mind, no simplicity is there. You are surrounded with this, all these anarthas, all these enemies. These are all your enemies. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada. Understand? Lust, greed, anger, moha, mada, delusion, madness. E sava na thare, kise pabe Radha Krishna, unless you give up all these things, how can you get Radha Krishna? You understand? Surrounded with these enemies, always thinking of this thing. If you enter into Vrindavan, can you see Radha Krishna, get Radha Krishna? No, that life of dogs and hogs, that Prabhupada says. This mind, if you go to Vrindavan and stay there, then your life will be no better than the life of dogs and hogs living in Vrindavan. Yeah, isn't it? Prabhupada said, Mahadam, they have said.